Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode number 29. Today's topic is this: why you should write a book for your local business, but also how you can execute a small book and what it can actually do to impact and grow your business. So when I take a step back and I look at all the different marketing tactics that have helped not only me grow and cross all the different businesses that I've had, but also look at what are the tactics and tools that have really helped local businesses just like you grow, there's a handful of tactics that I always put heavily towards the top. And this whole concept of getting a book published with your name on it, your business name, etc., almost always ranks in the top two or three. Sometimes for some businesses, it's going to rank as the number one tactic. And I'll tell you why. There's still a stigma that publishing a book instantly elevates your authority. And this whole concept of authority really then starts to allow you to do a lot more stuff. And what I mean by stuff is you can raise your prices a little bit more easily when you are the authority business. So you're the authority plumber in the area. You don't have to have the cheapest prices. It allows you to cherry pick some of your clients and some of the jobs that you might want to take. So again, if you're a plumber and you're that authority plumber due to a couple different factors, and the focus of today is that book, which plays into all the factors, you can cherry pick the jobs that you know are going to be the most lucrative, the most profitable, the most, fun in that particular space. It really just puts you in this game of yourself and kind of your own. You're in a different league than everybody else. You're not lumped in the same basket as every single other person or business. So what I'm encouraging, and again, I'm going to give you the step-by-step and how you can do this, is to take a step back and look at what type of book could I produce that would be of impact to my prospects or my customers. So when I'm talking about a book, I'm not talking about you producing an autobiography unless that's highly relevant to your business or your niche. I mean, if you're a business coach, that may make sense. If you're Joe the plumber, an autobiography most likely doesn't make sense. The type of books that I'm talking about, there's something that you could get produced quickly and pretty inexpensively because you're going to buy these in quantities of at the minimum 100, but usually 250, 500, even 1,000 at a time. Because this book, and I'll tell you a little bit more about this one and why I did it and how I did it in just a second. And if you can't see it and you're just listening to the podcast, I'll make sure that we put a link to the book as well. This is going to become your new business card. This is going to get your foot in the door for speaking engagements and local events. This is going to be your main swag giveaway. Not giving tchotchke keychains away at different events that you're doing, but giving away your book. So the first step in the whole book process is really looking at what's the topic that's going to help people kind of move the buying process a little bit quicker. Or, on the flip side, what topic is going to tie directly into my product or service? So let me give you a variety of examples. And I'll give you an example that just happened to me last week. And I'll pick some other random industries and give you a potential book topic. So in Buffalo, and pretty much everyone in New York State has a basement. and obviously below ground, and basements can get wet and damp and all that stuff. But at the same token, they can also be finished and create home theaters down there or offices and different things, even bedrooms. So I started looking at different companies to give me a quote to get the basement done. And I called four different companies. And one of the four companies said, okay, she took all my information, scheduled the appointment. And she said, okay, I'm going to put a packet in the mail. It'll be to you in about 3 days. And in that packet, also take note that our CEO and founder of the company wrote a book called, I think it was called like Basement Renovation Ideas or something like that. And that book, when it came, that instantly establishes more authority, that they're taking the business more seriously. But then as I'm going through this, I'm actually selling myself. And it's done in a non-salesy way. This isn't simply meant to be a sales pitch as your book. It's informational. So it talked about how to figure out what kind of space you want to use down there. Should you look at doing something with the sump pump and air quality and different options for walls and all these different things. But when the salesperson came, I had already read through most of the book. And again, I had already really done my homework, and I was literally almost pre-sold before he even showed up. The short book that I produced, among others, I've had the pleasure to write several books, but this one is literally 50 pages, called The No-Joke Guide to Generating 100 Leads in 100 Days. No-Joke Marketing and all the subsidiary companies were all about lead generation in a couple of different niches. So this book is literally giving you, this is how we're going to generate leads for you. And what happens is, as I give it away, it A, shows that I'm authority because I've written this book as well as a couple others. But then as they're going through it, they're seeing how much work it is. And they're saying, well, I read the book. I love the strategy, but it's, I don't want to execute it. I want you guys to execute it. You're the experts. So this book, literally, I get produced in quantities of 250. I'm sending it in shock and awe kits. I have it at events, at trade shows. Like, I have it with me when I'm traveling. On a plane, you never know who you're going to sit next to. I also always have a pen with me to autograph it. That just adds a little bit of a kind of an extra nice little finishing touch. If you look at other industries, let's say you've got a local business that does picture framing or framing in general. You could produce a book that's really the guide to picking out the right types of frames and showcasing work that you've done. If you're selling pools, in-ground, above-ground, spas, anything like that. The secret guide to figuring out what type of pool is right for you and your family. And you're showing all the choices and options and all that stuff through a short book. You're the plumber. Could be something around, that one's definitely not going to stump me. I'm just thinking here for a second as I'm doing this. I do all these live. I like to do impromptu stuff. It could be, I mean, how to protect your house from plumbing disasters. And it's like a 30 to 40 page guide talking about all the things that could go wrong and how your plumbing company can help with that. Making sure you've got the right water cooler for the size of the house, making sure that your sump pump doesn't leak, like all these different things that then tie into your services. Now, the big pushback that I often get is, well, this just seems like a lot of work. And I'm going to give you the secret sauce. It's really one key tactic to getting this book done quickly. There was a company I used to work with called Advantage Media, and they started what was called the Talk Your Book formula, because they realized that in working with business owners that everybody wants to write up some kind of book, but less than 10%, even 5% of people end up executing that because they're just so busy and life gets in the way. So their strategy is to interview the entrepreneur or business owner, pull those ideas out of their head in interview style, and then they ghostwrite it for you. So this little book that I have here, this 50-pager, this was literally from a webinar that I did. It was 65 minutes long about generating leads. I gave that to someone I hired on Upwork.com and said, take the transcription, which I got done at rev.com, and I'll make sure all these resources are in the show notes. Rev.com, here's the transcription. I want you to make this into a book in terms of just getting all the content written. Then I had someone else on Upwork create the cover. Then I hired a final person for about $250 to run it through Amazon CreateSpace. So Amazon then will put your book up on Amazon. You could sell it. That adds credibility. But then you can also use CreateSpace to do all of your fulfillment. So you can order 250 copies of your book through CreateSpace. They deliver it right to your office, your home. You've now got these books done. So instead of you having to figure out the cover and graphics and all of that, your job is to be the subject matter content expert and then check yourself out of the rest of the process. It is an amazing way to generate credibility. As I said, you can't get a better business card, but I promise you it'll lead to more sales. It'll put you in a different league. It'll help people escalate the buying process. It builds that credibility so much faster. And as I said to you, the process isn't that intense to get it done. Literally, we're talking a month or two of work, and you can get this done for less than $1,000 and have a few hundred books ready to go. Hope you enjoyed this strategy today. As always, if you did, please make sure you leave a 5-star review and share this with friends, family, colleagues, anyone that you think would benefit from this podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.